All right, so we are recording and today is March 28th, 2020. This is the Raise Your Vibration class and I'd like to welcome everybody who is joining us live and as well as those who are going to be listening to this after the class and maybe even those who are purchasing it later on. Just know that everything that is coming through today is an exchange of energy, which is what we're all here to talk about and how energy is affecting us on a daily basis. And so along with this talk, you're also going to be able to receive an energetic transmission, right? It's one of the things that I do naturally. I don't have to do anything to do it. It's part of what I came in here for at this time, why I'm here on the earth at this time, is to offer a transmission through my energy field that is coming up from the higher realm. And so the way that's received in is through the heart center. So today we want to try and not focus in with a thinking mind, but focus in more from the heart center. And the beauty of this is that your higher self already knows what it needs to take away from today, right? And so you don't have to do anything more than relax and listen. And the reason I'm telling you this is because if you're new here or you're new to listening to me, the vibration that I offer, and Bobby can share a little about this after, is a very high frequency. And that high frequency has a tendency sometimes to put you to sleep because you're receiving transmissions of codes, right? Like codes, key codes that are amplifying your field. They are turning things on within your field that are going to increase your intuition, they're going to increase your connection to your universe. And when that happens and they're coming into your field is expanding and amplifying. And because it's expanding and amplifying and it's all energy and you can't see it, your body wants to literally shut down and go to sleep so that it can then take in all of these codes and use them, put them to work in your field in the way that's necessary. Okay. So if you are not clear on something I say, please let me know so that I could bring through clarity. Cause again, it's a frequency thing. And then also if you are feeling like you're getting sleepy and you are not wanting to appear sleepy on screen, it happens all the time, right? I don't get offended. Shut your video off so that you're still present and just lay down. Put your head down on the desk, sit back in your chair, close your eyes. If you fall asleep, it's okay. You'll get the recording of this so you can listen to it at another time. I've had people receive the recording and listen to it several times after and tell me that each time they listened to it, they received something new. They're like, I don't know why I didn't hear that the first time. Why I didn't hear that the second time either. So just take this in, be you, because I'm not expecting you to be anything more or anyone else other than you being you. And if you are feeling like you're getting sleepy, yawn, close your eyes, put your head back. It's all good. We're all good here. Okay. This is an energetic exchange, right, Bobby?
Correct.
Bobby will tell you.
Listen, I fall asleep in 5 seconds when I do the meditations. I'm like out like a light. And I'm like, hey, I wanted to experience that. I wanted to enjoy, you know, your voice and going through the things. And it would let me get like 30 seconds in. I'm like, darn it.
Yeah.
But yeah, but the upgrades are really, they're definitely cool once you open that heart center.
Yeah. Yes. And that's what it is. It's about, you know, it's about us learning to come from the heart, right? Because for years and years and years, we always operated from the crown. But now that we're actually energetically engaging or interfacing in fourth dimensional consciousness, used to be the place that we would go when we were in sleep state because it's the astral plane. But it's a fourth dimensional consciousness that is connected to our fourth chakra. So it's right at heart center. So this is why everybody is talking about heart expansion, right? Heart expansion opens us. It opens us and creates a greater pathway, takes us up the toroidal tube or ascension column, whatever you want to talk about, whatever you want to call about it, rather. And then see, energy is coming in so fast, my words are going to be screwy. So going up that ascension column, we meet our higher self, right? So this is why this work is so important. And, you know, staying aware and staying present, very, very important. So today we're going to talk about what vibration is, how to know when your vibration is low, why putting in the work to raise your vibration doesn't always keep it high, right? Sometimes we expect something to keep our vibration up. Like if we're doing yoga every day or we're meditating every day, we're going to talk about why that doesn't keep the vibration high. How your thoughts, words, and actions play a role in your vibration. Super, super important. And then we're going to give you tools to assist in raising your vibration and keeping it high. We're also going to discuss how working with your vibration can bring you into higher vibrational alignment, why that's important, how having a high vibration and being in alignment with the higher self is going to bring you into a better place, especially trying to navigate through all of this stuff that we have going on with the quarantine that we're under, right? And how engaging in a daily practice is going to help you feel less stressed, have more clarity, feel happier, do a better job navigating your day-to-day reality, as well as tuning into the higher realms and connecting with your higher self or your collectives, your teams, your guides, whoever it is that you're working with, right? So all of that is going to help you in your day-to-day activities. So let's talk about vibration and what vibration is. So it really starts with frequency, okay? And you guys don't have to take notes. Just sit and absorb. Sit and take this all in. And the reason for that is you're going to get the recording, okay? And if you're sitting and absorbing, you're not here, right? We're here. So maybe the first thing we should do is bring everybody into heart center. So let's do this because I really love this process and you guys can use this on a daily basis. So everybody sit back and get comfortable and just close your eyes. I'm going to close my eyes too, right? So I want you to start by just breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth, just nice and gentle. We're not forcing anything. We're not overthinking it. We're just going to breathe in and then breathe out. And so our awareness right now is on the breath, breath in, breath out. Just keep gently breathing in and out. And now I want you to have the awareness as you're breathing in and out that you are still operating from the center of your head, because you know, that's where the consciousness is. It's in the egoic mind. So we want to bring it out of the egoic mind and bring it down into the heart. So imagine that you're now going to the center of your head and taking your consciousness by the hand and just bringing it down through your face. So bringing it down through your eyes, through your nose and cheeks, and bringing your consciousness down through your mouth and your jaw, down through your neck, right down into your shoulders, into your chest. And I want you to feel this next part. Bring it right down into your heart. Just feel that. Some of you might have felt it run right down through your arms into your fingers. Others of you might have felt it go right down into your thighs. Just goes right into the heart and pours down through the chakra pillar, going right down to the feet. So this process of filling up our heart center with our consciousness just gives us presence. So now let's take this another step further, and I'm going to ask you guys to just stay where you are. Breathing in and out. And now as you're breathing in and out, I want you to keep your focus on your heart center. And imagine that the next breath that you take in is going to be a breath of golden Christed light that's coming down from the sun that's available to all of us. So breathing in that beautiful golden Christed light into your heart center. And then just blowing out whatever is not wanting to be held in the body anymore. And then again, when you're ready, taking another breath of golden Christed light in and blowing out whatever is not wanting to be held. And just continue to take those breaths of golden light in, feeling yourself getting lighter. And now as you take the next breath of golden light in through your heart center, I want you to imagine that that breath splits at the heart and some travels up all the way up through the chakras into the crown and the other half goes down to the lower chakra pillar all the way down into the soles of your feet. And now keep doing that. Just each breath that you take in of golden light, just bring it right into the heart and then imagine splitting it, some going up to the crown, some going down into the root chakra all the way down to the feet. And now as you imagine taking the next, I want you to split that breath. But as you split that breath and some goes up and some goes down, I want you to imagine it expanding throughout your body. So each time you take that golden breath into the heart and split it, expand it now wide. Not just up and down, expand it wide. And as you take the next breath in and you split it and expand it wide, imagine it pouring out through your skin into the space around you. And now as you take the next breath in and you split that breath and some goes up and some expands out, I want you to keep imagining that it's expanding with each breath you're taking, expanding further into the space you're in. As a matter of fact, with each breath, imagine it expanding beyond the space that you are in. And now as you take the next breath in and you're splitting it and expanding it, imagine that that breath is going right out into the consciousness, right out into your universe. And now instead of imagining that you're splitting and expanding, imagine that each time you take a breath in through your heart, you are the universe. Just keep expanding, keep flowing. Take that next breath of golden light in through the heart and just keep expanding as you are the universe and the universe is you. And you are one with all things and all things are one with you. And just keep expanding and expanding and expanding, having an expanded awareness that you are a divine co-creator with your universe. And just let yourself stay here for a second, just opening up those pathways, allowing yourself to tune in to becoming a good receiver, receiving information and insourcing through source, through the higher self. And now I want you to take another breath in, and as you breathe that breath in, I want you to become aware of your heart center. And on the next breath in, as you become aware of your heart center, I want you to become aware of your physical body. And as you are breathing in, I want you to become aware that your physical body is seated wherever it is. And as you take the next breath in, I want you to become aware that you are returning back into your physical body, back into the room that you are residing in. And as you become more aware that you are back in your body, back in the space that you are residing in, I want you to take the next breath in and have the awareness that you are returning and opening your eyes and bringing back all of the knowledge of your universe. Huge expansion. We just blew right out there to the universe. We went so fast. You guys were a little ahead of me. I was trying to manage you guys, but you guys were like, off we go. So that's going to be on here. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to try and copy that and make a recording to go along with this class so that you guys have that as a meditation to play with when you need to expand your field. Okay. So that's what it feels like. Thank you, Julie. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. It was a little hard to come back. It was hard for me to come back too. I wanted to stay out there. I wanted us to keep playing out there. Maybe that should be something that we look at another time and go into expansion and just start connecting in and playing in that realm. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe for those of you taking the next class, we'll look at doing that. I think that would be super powerful to do. But this is how we play in vibration, right? And so tuning in like that gets us in touch with our personal frequency, the frequency that is each of us, that is unique to each of us. No two people have the same frequency, right? And Bobby can tell you that this comes into play when you connect to spirit, right, Bobby?
Correct.
You feel it, you take it away. You feel a frequency. There is a frequency.
Yeah, it's almost like you have like these two antennas that just go up and it's like a radio transmitter and you just start to get all different types of energy. But sometimes it's so fast, like fleeting thoughts, or you know, you could feel somebody's health ailment, or you could feel like, for me anyway, they like plug in and to their frequency, and sometimes it's really, really fast and you're like, oh, and then sometimes it's like pulling teeth, like, come on, let's do it. So depending on maybe where they are on the other side or where they came down to, the frequencies are so different than obviously here in the earth realm.
Yeah. And they, that our unique frequency is, so when loved ones are on the other side, the unique frequency we held on the earth plane is what they present when they come through, right? Because that's at the soul level. That's the personality that is sitting here. Personality is always going to be the same. So no matter whether it's here or it's on the other side, it's going to be the same. Right, Bobby? Wouldn't you say so?
Can I ask you something?
Sure.
So after you did the, after you just did the meditation, you came back in. Now your voice is not matching your words on the screen. It's
of course. Split. Yeah, because I just, yeah.
Went somewhere and you didn't come back.
That's been happening a lot lately to me. I noticed even in my lives when I look at the replay back, I'm like, my energy is expanded and I'm not in sync anymore with this dimension. Wherever I am, it's no longer in sync. So that just shows you when we shift our frequency, we create this, and even if technology is creating the visual of it, where we are energetically is beyond where that capability lies.
Does everybody see her mouth moving, but the words aren't coming out matching the words? By 3 seconds.
You might see that more because you've done a lot of work with me lately. So your vibration is also up there, you know, so that might be too, because coming back, you have a lot of, you amplified your field. So there's a lot more violet around your crown than there was when we first got
up. This is the first time since we've done the meditation that they actually anchored my body here. So I felt like the detachment, but they took some type of, usually I told you through my life, I've gotten the electric shock, mm-hmm. the frequency shock, or whatever you want to call it. They did it to me, but it was a mini one. It was the base of my neck and they shot it in and mm-hmm. it went down the spine like this. Mm-hmm. And then I felt like I could go anywhere.
Right.
So I don't know if that was a release or an intake.
Yeah. The back of the neck is where light codes go. So when you guys have a headache, that occipital bone back there, you're having the headache because the frequencies coming in from the sun are jamming up in the back of your neck. Right. So we're all frequency. So this frequency that we're holding, that I'm holding, that you're all holding, the frequency that we are, because of the way things work in the universe, and everything has a spin factor to it, right? And we are not this physical vessel that we see. We're more. We have an energetic system called a chakra. That's the most major chakra. And then we have the meridian points, right? A horizontal, and they're vertical up and down the body line in the body. And then we have the nadi points, right? Those are all tiny, mini chakras, okay? And so on the outside of that chakra field, though, we have a torus, an electromagnetic field, another energy field that is a container, if you will. And like all the planets rotate, that field rotates around us too. Now, when your frequency becomes higher, right, and your frequency is running higher, the spin rate of that field, that toroidal torus, the electromagnetic field, whatever you want to call it, is going to spin faster, right? That spin is called an oscillation. The oscillation rate is the vibration. So your vibration is based on how fast your frequency is rotating your electromagnetic field. Okay. And that's why some of you now, with the energy being so heightened on the earth, are feeling a little wobbly at times, maybe a little dizzy, especially if you're coming back in the morning from sleep, right? So if you were sleeping and then you wake up and you might feel a little disjointed, that's because your field needs to recalibrate. So if you didn't listen to my last live on Facebook, you should, because I talk about waking up in the morning and going to sleep at night, what to do to prepare for both. Waking up in the morning, we have to stay in bed a little bit longer, because if we're getting out of bed before our body is ready, we may be feeling the effects of not fully coming back into our physical form, because our energy goes off into another place when we're in sleep state, right? This is why it's so important to be in tune with your vibration. So Eric is asking, what about the pain around my mid back between the shoulder blades? Yeah, well, what's happening now is, as Bobby was saying before, is that energy comes through the back and the occipital bone in the back, right? And sometimes what's happening is we're having a Kundalini experience. Most of us know Kundalini experience or Kundalini awakening as being the whole of the spine lighting up, right? It goes from the root chakra all the way up, then down, then back up again. But that is not always the case. And sometimes when we have that Kundalini experience, we're the lighter part of it. So from the root chakra, so the first chakra, the sacral chakra, the solar plexus, it might be slight, but then our heart needs to expand a little bit more. And so when it gets into the solar discs that are in the center of the back on the other side of the heart center, because there's a chakras in the back, that area then is going to feel challenged by the energy that needs to come in. It needs to move the distorted negative energy away and come in and create a pathway there. So whatever you're holding in that area, remember, the heart center is all relationship stuff that's taking place in your reality. So if you're in the middle of the back, very, very possible that there's something that took place, you know, inside of a relationship or even now that's taking place, where you are feeling maybe put upon in some way. And that energy is stored in the back of your heart center. So that energy frequency coming in is needing to make a pathway and move that energy out. And that's when we feel the pain. Pain is always, always, always going to equal resistance. So whenever we're in resistance to shifting, to letting go, to moving forward, we're going to feel pain, because pain is our indicator that we need to do something. We need to move. We need to shift. We need to let go. That's what that's about. Can we talk about the electric shock? I've had that lately, very specific, but haven't felt it before. It doesn't feel physical. Yeah, so the electric shock is gamma energy, right? So when we're talking about the frequency of the light coming in from the solar system, we're talking about the different light frequencies that are coming through. What we need to keep in mind is that the sun is merely a projector for us. And so it is filtering through all of the energy that is coming through the great central sun in the center of the universe, okay? And so gamma is one of those frequencies coming through. We have rainbow light, which is fourth dimensional light frequency coming in. We have diamond Christed light, which is activating the crystalline light body within us. I'll talk more about that in my ascension class coming up. We are working in photonic light. We're working in plasma light. So the electric stim that we feel when we feel a slight electrical sensation in the body, gamma is responsible for upgrading the neurological system. So it's working within the neurons of the body, okay? It's also working through the immune system, which is why so many people on the earth have an opportunity to feel like they might be getting sick now, aside from whatever's taking place with the virus, because being a creator of our experience in this reality, if we're upgrading through something like gamma. Gamma is stimulating our nervous system. It's stimulating our immune system. And there's stuff that needs to come up. You may wake up in the morning and feel like you are getting a cold. And by the afternoon, there's no symptoms and everything is gone, right? That is how gamma works. It comes in, does what it has to do, and then the upgrade takes place. But that only takes place if you're willing to lay down and sleep for a bit because your body is needing to upgrade itself, okay? So the electric stim that we're all feeling, and you mostly feel it running down your extremities, right? Right into your hands, sometimes down into your legs. I know last night for me in particular, there was a lot of plasma energy coming through. So my stomach was constantly gurgling. Plasma's like the roto-rooter to the body. It brings up the distortion. So whatever photonic light has come in and brought to the surface, plasma energy is going to just come and pull out of the body. So I hope that answers your question about the gamma and the electrical stim. Yeah, again, all back pain right now is Kundalini awakening, right? Back pain translates to where we may be feeling like, you know, we have carried others. It's also, you know, the solar discs as we're going through this solar cosmic Christed timeline right now, the solar discs in our back, there are 33 solar discs in our back, are lighting up. So each time these energies are coming through, they're lighting up, they're amplifying our field, and they're raising our frequency so that we can have a raised vibration, right? So that's what's happening. We're all being fine-tuned by all of these energies. Yeah, it's not just in your back. It's all over the place. It's all over the place. Yeah, we have to just take this in and just say, okay, so I'm being upgraded and we're not going to root into symptoms, right? We're not going to do that because this is all upgrades and our body really knows how to heal itself. If we would just stay out of fear, let go of worry, let go of the lower dense vibrational emotions, our body would just shift so quickly, we would be literally soaring through the universe, right? Bobby, you could speak to the work and how this has been working for you.
Yeah, so when we started working together, I had such, well, I still have the back pain, but not every day and not as much. But it was really worrying me because I was like, you know, something's wrong. I don't know what's going on here. But at the same time, moving across the country, so to speak, I was wondering what I found myself here for. So what Maria explained to me is like different light codes and like a lot of things I'm still working on to understand on a deeper level. But the back for me was not only those electrical shocks throughout my work. I've been doing this since 98. And I think there was three major times that they actually felt like I was electrified, like right through the spine when reading a book on my stomach or whatnot. And now it's only a little bit, but the back itself, the minute I do specific things, I get like it amplifies, but it's always on one side. So you told me that the left side is the past. Mm-hmm. So everything is trying to let go. Mm-hmm. But for whatever reason, I'm holding on to that. And maybe it's making me aware that I need to change and to upgrade. So maybe that pain represents, like you said, the maybe not only fear, I think it's a lot of different things.
Right.
Different timelines, different, you know, a lot of different things. So I think that it gets contained in one area. Not only does it make you pay attention, but it wants to make you do the work even more mm-hmm. and faster. Mm-hmm. So I know that I'm still working through that and it's weird because every time I go on something live, it starts right up mm-hmm. and I start screaming and I'm like, you're not doing this to me now. I talk to it, ask yeah. it to leave. I tell it's going to be okay. I love it. I embrace it. But sometimes it doesn't listen.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's really coming from us. Right. So, this is a good place to segment into that information, right? So the left side of the body is where we're holding on to the past, and the right side of the body is our future and how we're moving forward in the future, right? So tuning in at that level is really great too, to understand, you know, is the pain on the left side? If it is, then it might be associated with something that, you know, we have been holding on to from the past. Now, why this is all significant is, you know, what Bobby is saying is because in that situation, so we'll talk about that one situation and I can use that as an example because I've also had that as part of something that I was holding on to too, where, and we have had that all as healers, as light workers, as you know, incarnated beings, having played in other realities where we now come into this one knowing that we want to speak our truth and want to say what is real for us, but yet have a problem doing that at times because we're still feeling persecution. So sometimes that could be the tiniest little thing, right? So Bobby is saying, well, I went to go on Facebook Live and the pain flared up. Well, obviously something to do with going on Facebook Live acts as a trigger to a memory that's stored in the energetic body that is creating an imbalance in the energetic field, right? So that vibrational misalignment is ignited, and then Bobby will feel it in her back. You know, maybe there is a disc in the back where the pain is located that holds a particular memory of, you know, maybe she was shot in the back in another timeline for being,
a witch,
a witch or a seer or an oracle. Yeah. Do you understand? Maybe she was stabbed in the back. I mean, like, these are the realities that we're living in that we're not aware of because we were not taught this in school, but this is our reality of how things come and release, right? The more information we understand, the more we could say. So in getting over the fear, like one of my biggest fears was Facebook Live, you know, that was a challenge. And what happened the one night between Bobby and I, when we were supposed to go on together, was like, they removed the opportunity from Facebook for two people to co-join and go live together. And of course, Bobby's like, I don't know how to get you on. You're going to have to do this by yourself. And I was like, no. You know, and I was like, and she's like, why you do Zoom? And I'm like, I don't know, but I was like, just the live thing being in public. And then of course I was forced to do it by myself. I was sweating bullets as I was doing it. The very first live.
I gotta take a drink.
Yeah. And I couldn't even get the words out. My mouth was like cotton and I'm like, this sucks. And then in that moment I was like, oh wait, cause now everything clicked in. Wait, there's nothing to be afraid of. Nobody's biting me. Nobody's, I can't see anybody's face. So if they were looking at me going like, yeah, okay, whatever, like I wasn't seeing that. And so I'm like, what am I afraid of? Oh, I get it. I'm afraid of speaking my truth, right? Thyroid holds separation. The throat is about separation, where we're separate from ourselves and separate from ourselves, knowing ourselves as source. So we're separate to all things, right? So thank you, Julie. I appreciate that. But I was a bit of a mess, not gonna lie. And I'm always honest and transparent, right? Because if I can't be a good teacher, be a good support system for you guys, right? Then I'm not doing my job right. And it's always about transparency. So I like to be as honest and forthcoming as possible so you guys can walk away going like, I could do this. I got this. This is not a problem. And now I know if something comes up, I really got this, right? So I had to talk myself through the first 10 minutes of it until I got to that place where everything inside of me settled down. Now I probably have become like a live whore. Well, I just was, I mean, can I go on again?
I love her.
Okay? Like, do you have anything for me today?
You're an attention whore.
Right? Like, look at my field lighting up right now. For those of you that couldn't see that, did you see that? The red that is coming through, right? That red is my energetic field. It's my root chakra. And it's lighting up in a way that is saying empowerment. When it's a bright, clear red, that's about empowerment, right? So root chakra, survival, fight or flight, no more, right? We're all empowered. This is why we do these and we keep the price low so that you guys can enjoy as much of this as possible. And I could keep bringing this information to the forefront. So we are always releasing. And the most important thing is not even to know what it is that needs to be released, but just to know that you are working through something and being okay with that, right? How do we release something from a past life that we may not even be aware of? Yeah, so this is really important, right? Because we're talking about thoughts, words, and actions. So every post I make, pretty much every post I make, for those of you that follow my work, you will notice that in the posts, I'm always reminding, be careful of your thoughts, be careful of your words, be careful of your actions. And, you know, if you ever speak with me in a one-on-one situation where you do a session or something else, I will always be on top of that with you, correcting that to show you where you need to auto-correct. I said, Bob is shaking his head. He's like, yeah, she's in the neck. but you know, I have to do that with you, right? And you know, if I'm not bringing that awareness through, you're going to keep saying the things that are keeping you stuck. It's a program we're running. It's all a program. You're going to think the same thoughts. You're going to do the same actions, right? So if I kept hiding from Facebook Live, am I going to ever heal that? Am I ever going to get to the next level? Am I ever going to bring through the next level of intel that I need to bring through to connect with my guides, to be better for you, to help you guys? I want every one of you to do what I do. Get out there and do it, right? Whatever that is in your life path. So my goal is not to harbor or hide the information. My guides are like, get your butt out there and just get the information out. Bobby will tell you her guides are the same way. They want the information out there. When we're in resistance,
I'm going to say something. I'm going to interrupt you. I've been dying to.
Go.
You know, I try to be funny and everything, but seriously, I've been working with Maria for a little time, and this is a question from the masses to you, okay, Maria, because this is what we're all thinking, because I'm in this now. So be careful this, be careful that, do this, do that. Okay, that creates a freaking fear. So now everything I'm thinking and saying, I'm like, holy shit, sorry to curse, but I'm a cursor. Like, I got to be careful that what I think, every little thing. So I'm creating this fear, which we're not supposed to do. So here we are. But let me tell you, it does get better. It does. When you think about it and you're aware of it, like I was aware of it before, but it is getting better. So I have to say, like, just try it. You'll get through it.
And
it's hard at first.
So I'm going to answer Bob's question in a second. I didn't forget about you. But so thoughts, words, and actions, right? So I'm a pain with that. I really am. And I will tell you that your words are not matching where your desire is wanting to take you, right? Because, okay, let's go back to frequency. We are a frequency. We create a vibration. And that vibration, so we're going to take it to the next level. And Bob, I did not forget you. You're right there with me, right? But I just want to answer this first. So that vibration that we are personifying, that is resonating through us, that is emanating from us, right? That vibration is engaging in every aspect of our universe. And why that's important is because there are universal laws in place that are not my laws. They were there by the prime directive and beyond for centuries and centuries. And it's a cosmic thing, right? So these universal laws are in place. And the first law that every single one of you is familiar with is the law of attraction, right? But it doesn't work the way that we think it does. Because I hear people all the time talk about vision boarding, right? So we create a vision board, we put the things we want on it, and then we come back to it every day and we look at it, we pray to it, right? And we set our hopes that that's going to manifest for us. And the reason that it doesn't manifest for us is because one thing is missing. And that one thing is the same thing that's missing when we pray. Because we are not setting our intention, right? When I used to teach Reiki, because that's how I started many, many moons ago, right? When I used to teach, I used to tell my students, there is only one word that you ever have to remember in anything that you do. I don't care what you do, but there's only one word, and that word is intention. When you have intention, then you've got the world by the tail. Because that intention is streaming through your cosmic flow, right? For those of you that know Reiki, it's streaming through your energetic body, right? And that intention is what connects you to the ability to manifest what it is you're desiring, to bring in what it is you're desiring. If you put a vision board up, you put all your beautiful pictures on it, and then you come back every day and you pray and you go, oh, I really would like that car that's on there. Yeah, I'm holding the vision, hoping that I get it, or that house that I want or whatever. Yes, universe, please bring me that house. That, I want you all to feel that for a second. Say it in that way to yourselves and say, oh, yes, please bring me that house, whatever is your, oh, yes. There's nothing. There's no energy running, right? But if you close your eyes for just a second, we could all do this. Close your eyes. And just imagine the thing that you really want most right now. And as you're imagining that thing, I want you to bring it down into your heart center. And as you're in your heart center with it, I want you to imagine filling your field with it. Feel that. You should feel that in all of your body. It invokes an energy exchange in your body. Okay, come on back. So you should have all felt that. That is when we set intention, right? Intention is what creates our reality. So we have to be very, very aware that when we are speaking, thinking, and doing, we are creating the reality that we are residing in. So if we're having difficulty with something, we have to check, am I speaking more of that? Am I doing something that's attracting more of that? Relationships are a number one thing, right? And it's all about love and self-love. So if we're not loving ourselves, we're constantly going to attract that person in that's going to show us that we're not loving ourselves because they're not going to love us either, right? It's law of attraction. You attract what you are putting out, not what you desire, right? The other law at play, number one law, anytime I've ever connected to the higher realms, I don't care if it's Council of Light, I don't care if it's the Council of Nine, any of them. The first and foremost law, the law of one. You and everything in your universe are one, and everything in your universe is one with you. So if you want something different, you have to exchange that in your energetic body. You have to shift your vibration so that you can bring in what it is that you want, right? When I was doing the work deeply, I realized I was attracting the same individual over and over and again. And I said, you know, I was married to three of those. I don't want that again. I want something different. Not that they were bad, but that they were not what I wanted, what I saw in my head. But the vision I had in my head was electric, and I wasn't putting the magnetic part to it, which was creating the vibration that I truly wanted. I was only going with my head. I was not speaking from my heart. Couldn't speak from my heart because I wasn't giving myself my heart. I hope that makes sense to you guys. This is really important. We have to hold intention to whatever it is that we're wanting to do. So if we are wanting a higher vibration, then we are the ones that are going to be responsible for creating that higher vibration. Bobby, you want to speak to that?
I want to say something from before because they keep showing it to me over and over. So we go back to the physical ailments and how we break through the energy and the frequency to heal that thing, because you explained to me that even though they see something on the x-ray that has been created from our thoughts or whatever we're holding on to when it's stuck, can you just explain to them, because I think it would be helpful with the back issues, is how you fix something that has a medical diagnosis to it, if you will.
Yeah, so what happens is, you know, with our energetic body, we're creating everything. We're creating the illness that we have because our vibration, that electromagnetic field, is tuning into all things, tuning into our universe, right? And so if you think about it from the perspective of thoughts being electric and being very fast and being like a sprinter, right? So get the picture of one of those track guys, very, very fast, sprints out, poof, you have a thought, shoo, it's out into the future, right? And your emotional body is more like a sumo wrestler. That's the picture my guides give me, right? So like a sumo wrestler, really big, heavy. So your emotions are big and heavy, and they can't catch that sumo wrestler. So your thoughts are out there, but your emotional body can't catch up with them, right? So you're out of balance. You're out of sync there, right? And so what happens is in the same likeness, though, on the other spectrum, instead of creating that dynamic where the thoughts are out there and the emotions are trying to catch up, which is anxiety, right? That's what that's all about. It's anxiety. And want to counter anxiety, then you have to keep your thoughts present. But if you are having thoughts where you're perceiving yourself as challenged with something, right? Let's say you were in a situation, either in your childhood or your personal life somewhere, where you suffered something devastating happening and you can't get over the grief of that issue, that situation, that scenario, right? It's either you lost a loved one or you were abused or anything like that, right? And so you keep thinking about this situation, this issue, right? And now your energy field is manifesting because your thoughts are energetic, your emotions are energetic, and you're not doing things to raise you out of those thoughts and emotions. So your doingness is tying into all of that, right? And so let's say that you start having a cough or something, and you're coughing, so throat, not speaking your truth, not saying what's on your mind. And the next thing you know, your lungs start feeling heavy and you're starting to feel like you're getting bronchitis. And before you know it, your bronchitis becomes a chronic case of bronchitis, right? energetically, the lungs hold grief. The lungs hold grief, the lungs hold fear, right? And so you might be in a situation where you are creating chronic bronchitis and you go to the doctor and the doctor says, well, you know, you have some scarring on your lungs now from the chronic bronchitis that you have. Now your thought process says, oh, my lungs are scarred, so I can't help myself or can't move out of the bronchitis. So now what you've done is you've anchored deeper into the diagnosis by the doctor, right? Because you don't know another way. It's not that you don't want another way, it's just you don't know another way. And so then what happens is in this chronic state of being, you're in one hand holding on to the energetic timeline, the frequency bandwidth that's in your field that carries that bronchitis. And then you're tuning into the frequency bandwidth of the earth, and the earth has, I don't know, thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of people who are also having the same experience with their lungs. And so now you're taking the two of these, slowly marrying them together. And before you know it, you're not just feeling your emotional pain, your grief, whatever's taking place in your lungs, you're tuning into the collective experience, right? So now you're anchoring more of that. And over time, that experience, if you're not knowing any differently or not moving forward out of that, raising your vibration, doing things to create a change, then you might actually end up creating something more significant like cancer or COPD or something like that, right? So we have to be really careful not to fall into the trap of one, victimhood, and two, the diagnosis thing, because the one thing that the guides always show me is that everything in our body that happens in our body is correctable. We have the ability to shift the energy out of our field, because all we have done creating that dynamic is merely storing that information. Every time we have that thought and that emotion, we marry them together and bring them in. We have the thought of the pain of that feeling and the grief and the sadness, and we marry that and bring that in. We have that pain over and over again, and we keep bringing it in, right? Well, eventually what's happening is it's burning through our electromagnetic field and then causing a rip or a tear or a hole in our aura. It's all vibrational, it's all frequency. And then eventually it burns through every layer of the aura and it burns into the etheric layer, which is the first layer of the auric field right before it hits the body. This is how illness is created, right? So, you know, in Bobby's case, when we talked about her back and the Council of, I think it was the Council of Light stepped forward for me to work with her, they gave me a download of meditation that she needed to do in order to keep fine-tuning the energy in her field, fine-tuning it, because prior to that meditation for her, her thoughts were going to a more dense place in her reality because that's where her vibration felt comfortable, right? Our frequency felt comfortable in that dense place, right? When I created cancer in my body, I was creating cancer based on my feelings of lack, my own feelings of self-worth. I was not worthy of being loved in a relationship, and I created cancer. Feelings of lack, that density playing out. And doing it over and over, carrying that thought over and over. Let's face it, we wake up, we look in the mirror every single day. In the mirror, you're supercharging those thoughts, whatever those thoughts are. You know, how many times do you walk through life and you walk through your day and you're like, oh my God, I was so stupid. Oh, geez, you know what? I don't know what's wrong with me. Does anybody do that? Oh, I should have not. I don't know what's wrong with me. Sounds harmless, doesn't it? It does. Sounds like a harmless statement, but it's not. I don't know what's wrong with me. Think about the frequency. Are you all seeing this? So powerful, right? So we're not wanting to create fear. That was part of Bobby's question. We're not wanting to create fear and say, oh my God, I have to get out of this. No, no, no. What this is about is auto-correcting, right? We have an auto-corrector. Now that we're in awareness, it's called the higher self, right? Higher self is what you tuned into when we did that meditation. It was nice and quiet. It was like, I love you. 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 You have to listen. You have to really listen. I love you. Right? The ego goes, oh my God, you're so stupid. What is wrong with you? How did you not know? How could you forget? What are you doing? Do you guys see this? You want to hear the higher self? You want to hear a higher voice? You have to get really quiet. You have to listen. Listen, right? So this ties into this ridiculous gift that we were given just now. Because if you think about it, and I made a post on it this morning, this timeline that we're in, this frequency bandwidth that we're in, is so ridiculously special right now, right? It is a frequency of the resurrection of our global earth, of our humanity. We are seeing it now. We are in the greatest awakening collectively. And this experience is an opportunity for us to all tune out and tune into your frequency so that you can get in touch. That little whisper, right? The higher self whispers. You have to listen. Because otherwise, we're hearing the ego, and the ego's like, you could have done that different. You could have, oh my God, look at your face. You're getting a pimple. Oh my God. How, your hair, what the hell? Your hair looks awful. You haven't been to the gym in a while. You're getting a little pudgy there. Yeah, okay. And now look, you woke up looking like a little bit of a mess today. So, you know, the higher self doesn't do that. That's all ego, guys, right? Your higher self loves you. Your higher self is like, let's go. It's a cheerleader. Let's go. Let's do this. We got this, right? It always tells you where you need to be. Erica says, yeah, I had several occasions today when people said to me, I was amazing. And I was like, why do they say that? Yes, you're bad. Do not do that. That is bad self-talk, Erica. We want to bring ourselves up to the higher place, right? That was, so what that was on another level, and Bobby can tell you too, because she tunes into the cosmos in that way also, your higher self wanting you to stop beating yourself up. So it put people in your path. So your soul contracted these people to show up. It does it spontaneously now, right? Because soul contracts are kind of going away. We're doing a little bit of everything here. I hope that's okay. And so soul contracts are going away, and we're making new soul agreements. And so in these soul agreements, we can just randomly overnight manifest people in our reality that are going to show up and tell us we're amazing. And then that's the higher self wanting you to see that, because you need to shift the stinking thinking. Yeah.
I was told in 1999, I went to a healer named Jane, and she told me that she channeled this for me. She said that my guide said, and I tell this to all my clients on phone readings, that you look in the mirror every day and make it a habit of saying, I love you. Well, I tried that back in 99. I started with my sunglasses on because I was like, what? I can't love myself. I'm too busy loving everyone else. Mm-hmm. And it really works, because now it's like, when I say it, I'm like, I just wink at myself. I do these silly things because it's fun to do now. It's like, wow, I do love myself more than I love everyone else. I'll love everyone second and third and fourth.
Yeah, no, that's
apply that. It's cool.
I love that. That's one of the tools that we were going to talk about. That's a perfect tool, because it breaks you out of that old consciousness, right? The mirror is a great place to start that work. Or another way you could do that is laying in bed at night, holding your heart, and just telling it you love it. It's very hard to do. It's uncomfortable. For those of you that have done that work with me, you know, it can be uncomfortable, right? So we want to tune in the ways that we can. And remember that we soul contracted for all of this. We are incarnated in this time because we are magnificent co-creators with our universe. We're all ascended masters, right? We're all ascended masters. We know how to do this. I'm just here to remind you how to do this, right? It's not like I coined any of this, but I've been doing this work for 20 some odd years. So we're all learning. We're all learning. I'm learning every day. And the one thing we have to be is teachable, right? And learn how to do this. Now, some of this, you're welcome, Erica. Yeah, I'm glad that you're reminded about the soul contracts. Soul contracts, I will always talk about them. Very, very important to be in awareness of that we may have contracted something that we're wanting to contract with another for the experience that we're having. So let me just give me 1 second because I want to read some of this and answer the questions that are here. So the question is that when you're doing the work and you are feeling the love and the gift and being excited about sharing and wanting to have everybody else on board, why do people around you not connect with you, that they reject you or they are not wanting to connect in the new way that you're connecting in? That's also frequency based, right? So when you're raising your vibration and you're connecting in frequency and you're in a higher field, your whole energetic field is raised in that vibration. Okay. So when you are wanting to connect with these people and you are now operating from a higher frequency, it's oozing out of you, right? Like I explained in the beginning of this talk, I can't help it. I hold a codex. It's a transmission. It just comes through. I don't have control over it. It just is. So when we are doing this work and we're raising the frequency and the frequency is just pouring out, we go into expansion and we want to be expanded in all ways and all things. And we want to share that with everybody. If someone else in your reality, in your home, in your friendships, in whatever, are not at that level where they can open to that, not at that level where they are ready for that awareness, we may have to wait. And sometimes there will be, you're together, right? You're here together and have been friends, lovers, family, whatever. And now your relationship, your energy is like this, expansive, their energy is still closed, and we have to separate and just be okay because they're not ready. So two things happen here. Either one, in your expanded state of vibration, they are either going to come up into that vibration because it feels so yummy and they want part of it, right? Or they're going to fall away from you because it is overwhelming to their field and they cannot handle the vibration where you are residing. And so I don't want you to feel deflated and I don't want you to feel let down and I don't want you to feel like you should not do this work. I want you to do this work. I want you to know that you are on this path and we're all here for a higher purpose. And if somebody else cannot receive, be okay with that because they cannot meet you where you are. And you have to meet them at the level where they are capable of residing, right? You can only meet someone else where they are capable of meeting themselves. You can't pull them, you know? Bobby can tell you that, sorry, Bobby, I'm just going to use this as an example, that when we first met each other, there was definitely a frequency difference between us, right? But I will tell you that my guides had Bobby on my radar because we're supposed to work together. It was a coming together of the minds, if you will. I haven't had that with anybody else. And, you know, it wasn't like we wanted anything from each other, you know? I was supposed to help her with her back so that we could bridge the gap between the psychic community and the ascension community and make this more palpable for both areas to come together, which is happening. We're seeing it happen in the communities, right? And so when we first met each other it was a little awkward and it was a little uncomfortable. We liked each other. We certainly were having a fun time having lunch, but it was a bit uncomfortable because there was this energetic kind of thing happening where we were bouncing off of each other, you know? And so we finished lunch and whoosh, we went our separate ways. And, you know, I would wake up and my guides would be like, just message her and ask her how she's doing. And I'm like, I don't want to. And they were like, you have to. You have to stay in touch with her because eventually that's going to shift her. And I'm like, she's going to think I'm a nut job. And so every so often when we'd have a shift in the solar system, I would reach out to her and go, how's your back doing? Because we just had a shift and this is the reason. And she'd message me back and go, yeah, my back is pretty bad. And thanks for the information. I'll see you later. Bye.
I was like, not having it.
Yeah, but this is coming from a different placement, right? Because we're all operating in our own timelines in a way, right? And then some things happened and I sent a few messages over and then she asked me a few things back and there was more connection. So it wasn't like this, but it was more like this. And we were starting to connect in. And then a little bit more happened. And then somebody else from the outside that she knew that followed me, my work, whatever. He said, yeah, what Maria's saying is resonating very strongly. And Bobby is good with him, you know? And so that kind of gave another twist to the thought and said, oh, maybe what she's saying is kind of okay, you know? And slowly we developed this thing, but we would have exploded and that would have been it and it would have been ruined. And we wouldn't be bringing you these classes together, right? It would have just been, right, Bobby? It would have been ruined.
Oh, it would have been because I had to go through some places because I was going through so many emotional changes and things like that. So I had to focus on why that was happening before I can try to fix it. So when you would message me, I'd be like, how the hell did she know that? Like, I knew you're a psychic, of course, but I like the physical things. I was just like, okay. So then I just started listening and then I don't know, it just magically happened. Now forget it. We're stuck together like glue.
Yeah. And then because it's a soul thing and because my guides were on it and I was listening, now it's like, I could be talking to Bobby on the phone and I'm in the middle of saying something. And because they know she will need a little pinch of validation from her side, from her peeps, so to speak.
A big peep.
It'll show. Yeah. It's a big validation. It shows up somehow on her TV screen.
The sickest, craziest
and she's
thing.
Like, this is freaking crazy.
I'm like, hold on. I pulled it.
Like, I need to take a picture of this and show it to you. This is crazy. And it's just exactly what I was saying in that moment that this experience helped her receive it. So frequency, again, vibration, when we're in vibrational alignment, we can come together. We can have that marriage. We can have that union. But until that happens, you may be coming together, going apart, coming together, going apart, right? And that's the hardest thing when we're in a relationship, especially if the other person is not where we are or ready to be where we are, right? So we have to kind of understand that that's okay. We have to be okay with that.
But you know, through life, it's whatever you learn. If you're just starting on the path of the metaphysical world, that's a whole separate thing. Then you do the meditation, that's separate. Then you got, you know, this is another schooling for me. It's another level of it. So when you do, you know, whatever I was doing for all these years, and then to have to school again, it's wonderful. But then there's so many questions with it because now, you know, your guides here saying one thing, your mind saying another. So, but it's beautiful when you actually can understand that language. Mm-hmm. So I had to learn the language of love. Now this is a different language and it's a harder one because I wasn't understanding it. But the frequency thing is that's really the ticket is getting that to match.
The frequency is the key.
Right.
That's a big part of it. Let me just look at this question. Christy's writing, I just wrote letters of my emotional blockages and old soul contracts and burned them during the new moon on Tuesday over white sage. Also wrote a new soul contract. Hope I did that right. So let me address that, because that's really important, right? So this goes back to what I said earlier about our vibration and our intentions, right? So if you are feeling something and called to do something and it feels right to you, that's the only thing that matters, okay? There is no right or wrong. Guys, this is your universe. There is no right or wrong. It's how you are feeling called to do this. So if you are feeling called to do it in that way and heal something, the only thing that is important in that whole component is that you hold the highest intention to let go. That's it, right, Bobby? We could have all of the, yeah, all of the tools. We could have all of these rituals. I am not a big ritual person. I never have been. If it plays into the third dimensional paradigm, but you know, there are times you might want to do one. And if you feel called to it, absolutely do it. Absolutely do bowl burnings, whatever it's going to take, as long as you're holding intention.
To interrupt, women, I think it's important only because there are some people that I read on the phone and I read every day that are just starting out on their journey. Mm-hmm. So they have to have something tangible, yep, something to release. And so that's why spirit will say, show them this, tell them this, they have to do that. Mm-hmm. So I don't ever edit what they say. So they do go, right, to the things still. And I'm like, but wait, that's not, and they're like, you have to tell them, because it piques their interest. Mm-hmm. It makes them physically do something to start the journey, and then you take it, you know, from there later on.
Yeah.
Sorry, my husband's screaming in the background.
No, I completely agree with that. You know, if wherever you are, that's my point, right? Wherever you are in your work, wherever you're feeling comfortable, whatever you're feeling called to do, right? So that would be a tool, bowl burning, saging the house, right? Using sage, white ceremonial sage, using Palo Santo, using a combination of Palo Santo and white ceremonial sage. You know, I have a smudge bowl here that sits on my desk, right? It sits here and it's a reminder for me that my space is clear. I have a ton of crystals. I've gotten rid of so many, but I have so many new friends that people keep dropping off as gifts. So I have stuff that surrounds me, and we're going to talk about those in a few minutes. And also, you know, I've gotten other gifts of smudge sprays. I used to make them. That's a fun thing to do. You can always make your own smudge spray. So like, I have all these tools, you know. Sometimes I might feel called to use something. Sometimes I don't, you know, and that's okay. I have been in this work, I think, since I woke up out of the womb. So I have done so much. And I, if you knew me when I had my office, I was inundated with crystals. I gave everything in my office away. People that know me know that is true, that I gifted everything. So when I moved into this house, I'm like, I don't have room for, I had 800 square feet. But room filled with crystals. I just didn't have the room to take it here. So my clients got gifts, lots of gifts, lots and lots and lots of gifts. But you know, so we're having to use whatever it is that we're needing at the time. Erica says, I heard somewhere that Palo Santo is on the extinction. You know what? I think because of the forest that it's grown in, I haven't gotten that yet. I'm an herbalist and I'm connected into the herbal community. So there's so many good places to buy it where they grow it in a in the right way and they harvest it in the right way. So if you are wanting that information, you can always reach out to me. Star West Botanicals gets really good Palo Santo. So they also really get good Sage, Star West Botanicals is the company.
But the most important part, I think, is always, no matter if I read you or Maria or whomever, you always have to make sure it feels right and sits with you. Mm-hmm. So if I say that Spirit said, you know, maybe you should try this, this, or this, you have to kind of meditate and see what is vibing with you. You don't have to, you know, Spirit doesn't tell you what to do. They just give you the tools, as we're going to do today, and then you have to feel right with it. So if I told you that Spirit said, you know, five things, and you're like, you know what, they don't sit right with me, then don't do it.
Right.
There's always other things to do.
Right. That is key. That's number one. It's got to resonate with you. And it has to feel good when you do it. Otherwise, it's not, don't do it, right? It's like anything else, has to feel good. Let me just go back to Bob's question, because he was asking how we can release something from our past life that we may not be aware of, right? So this is a really hot topic with releasing energy, because we're talking about being energy, right? And so one of the most important things with releasing, and especially when it comes to incarnations, is that if we are getting stuck in our head thinking that we have to be really specific with what we're needing to release, we're going to get into a traffic jam. So if we're knowing, right? So earlier I had a client call me, and we were talking, and she was talking about, you know, wanting to do something, but her words were, I want to, but I'm here, and I can't do that, you know. And the words were focused around, in a way, focused directly around the inability to do it, right? So that in that moment, all that was doing was anchoring more in of the inability to do something, to do what she was wanting to do. So I said, instead of saying it from that perspective, how about saying it from a different perspective? Right now, this has my attention, but as soon as this does not have my attention anymore, I am dedicating time to myself to do X. Do you hear the difference? Right? That's subtle, but it's huge. So instead of saying, I just don't have time right now. You hearing it? I have to do this. Are you guys hearing that? I have to do this. That's keeping you stuck low. Right? We don't want to do that. We want to pay attention to what we're saying to ourselves. Vibrationally, we want to lift that up. And another way to say that is, I'm involved in doing this right now, but as soon as I'm done, I'm going to make the time to do that for myself. Right. I can't do that right now. I have to do this. Which sounds better? As soon as I am done with this, I am going to make time to do that for myself. It's just how we're changing the words, changing the energy. Do you feel that? Changing the energetic flow of the words. That's what we want to do. We want to be aware of everything that we're speaking into our reality. We are so programmed with these downtrodden ways of speaking to ourselves that we're not even aware that we're keeping ourselves stuck. Might be something as simple as the limited awareness of how you're talking to yourself, right? Or an action that you're repeatedly doing over and over again, okay? So this is where we change it. If you're, you know, washing your face, we're going to use something stupid, but if you're washing your face before you go into the shower and get into the shower and think, I should just wash my face while I'm taking my shower. That would be smarter. And then you don't do that over time, and you are letting yourself feel frustrated because your habit is to wash your face before you get into the shower instead of doing it all in the shower at one time. Then you're creating that reality where you're keeping yourself stuck through not shifting, because, well, that's what I've always done and I'm just comfortable doing that. Does everybody see that? Sometimes it's simple stuff. So when we're wanting to let go, we are remembering that our cellular memory of prior incarnations is all here now. It's all happening now. Time is non-linear. It's all available. We're all feeling it now, right? So what's coming up for all of us now in this moment, in this quarantine that we're in, is the timelines that we're holding in our field, in our cellular memory, that is holding Armageddon timelines, where we felt sabotaged, where we felt controlled, where we felt manipulated, where we felt locked in, where we felt doomsday, and all of these timelines, right? So those are bringing up, world wars. Those are bringing up Atlantean timelines. For some of us on a galactic level, it's bringing up Orion. And so it's bringing up plagues. If we've ever been in a timeline where there's been famine, if we've ever been in a timeline where there's been a plague or an illness or something else, it's triggering this time that we're in right now, currently, is triggering all of these different timelines that are in our cellular memory, right? Now, if we sit down and we're trying to figure out what timeline is the one that I'm trying to clear, forget it. Doesn't matter. Because as a collective, what we're doing is tuning into the collective bucket. Remember, I talked about that collective bucket in the beginning of the talk, about that field, that bucket that holds the vibration of every single person that's on the earth right now that is feeling the same thing you're feeling. You're tuning into what you're feeling, and you're also tuning into the collective and what they're feeling, okay? And so when you're tuning in and you're marrying that together, you're going to feel it in an expanded way. The trick is, the key is to say, I am safe right where I am, and say, if I am safe in the house where I am, in the situation that I'm in, then I should really close my eyes, start breathing into my heart, bring my consciousness down, and ask myself, is this what I'm feeling really mine? Is what I'm feeling really mine? And if it doesn't feel like it, honor that, right? Because we have a tendency to want to think that we should be feeling everything, or we have to be feeling everything, or we deserve to be feeling everything, right? So we really have to tune into that and say, if somebody else is having chaos and is mad at us for not having chaos, should we feel guilty? No. They need to fix that on their end, right? So it's the same thing, but different, because we're talking about the collective consciousness. Does everybody understand that? Erica saying, same as in my work when coaching people, it's all about the solutions coming from them rather than from me. It's about aligning all steps with you rather than the outside world. Same as should, must, need. Yeah. What if in my past timeline I was surrounded by the lack? How to correct it now? So lack consciousness is really from the perspective where we are needing to up-level or upshift ourselves out of the mindset that we're limited in our ability to have the things that we need in our life, right? And again, that's a vibration. That's a frequency that we hold. So if you're feeling limited and you're feeling lack, especially in abundance, then what is taking place is that goes into a feeling of deserving. And more importantly, or bigger than that, would be the thought process that says, well, who am I to be coaching somebody anyway? Who am I to be, you know, telling somebody else how to do their work, right? And the bigger part of that, even beyond that, is that if you are somewhat new to what you're doing, to the work that you're doing, and you haven't done what you perceive as enough of your work, then you might be feeling like a fraud. I'm a fake. I haven't done a lot. I still have things to heal. I still have things to clear. But the truth is that in doing the work and in coming into that place, we're all going to be growing together, right? So if we can let go of that perception that says, I'm not doing this right, or I'm not good enough, or who am I, then we upshift that out of lack consciousness. Bobby, you could speak to that too.
Go on. Just for a moment. I just had this whole thing they just showed me as I'm listening to you, and I'm like, oh my God. So I have to finish, and if just okay. Give me another minute.
So this is where, you know, our manifestation comes from. Bob is asking, so all the lower vibrations that we hold in our field are released as we rise our vibration here and now. We don't need to know what they are. We really don't need to know what they are. We need to just do a good job tuning into our personal frequency to understand, are we in a high vibrational state of being, or are we in a low? Are we feeling sad? Are we feeling lonely? Are we feeling grief? Are we feeling guilty? Are we feeling whatever, right? Those are all low vibrational frequencies. So if we're tuning into that, then we can check ourselves and say, oh, I'm feeling sad. I'm feeling guilty for being at home and not being at work. I'm feeling this way. I'm feeling that way. And so we could then counter that with self-talk and say, well, this is exactly where I'm supposed to be. I'm not supposed to be anyplace else. I'm exactly where I'm meant to be. So I need to just be okay with this, and then do whatever it's going to take, whether it's journaling. That's another tool, right? I have that written down also. Journal. Journal how you're feeling. The more you get it out of here, down the arm, to the pen, to the paper, right? You're going to be clearing that energy out of your field. Very important. Journaling is super, super powerful. I hope that makes sense, right?
The lack that we were talking about, what they were showing me was, so you come into this world, obviously we had the soul contract, and as children, we are programmed from, you know, we're the product of our environments is what I believe. But I think what they were showing me, which is why I went somewhere else, they showed me like units of, let's say, issues. And if you experienced them in other lifetimes and you didn't get through it, or you didn't learn from whatever it is that you were supposed to learn from, it reactivates it again in this lifetime from the time you're a child. So the lack for me was, you know, being poor, not having a place to live. We were homeless. We were on welfare. So that lack stayed with me. So until, like, even till now, that you made me aware that, you know, you're still thinking that way. Mm-hmm. So they keep showing me the units. So I'm not really sure how to explain that.
I can tell you, you're talking about soul fractals.
Oh, the fractals. Darn it.
I hate it when they do that. So what Bobby is talking about is those soul fractals. So when we incarnate, we're coming in with other personality aspects of ourselves. So for you guys that, you know, have an awareness of like when somebody is bipolar, there's two personalities that are taking place there, right? Or somebody that is multi personality disorder, right? That what that means is that we come in with like everything that we need to work with, whatever we have not healed in another lifetime, as Bobby has mentioned, right? So when we come, yeah, we are like a tag team here. It's so funny, but you see, and this is the purpose of us doing this, is that the information is the same, right? But now, so Bobby gets it through her filter, because it comes through the human filter. We filter everything. We are using our own technique of interpretation, if you will. And then what I'm doing is I'm putting the expanded word to it. And that's all it is. So this way, when you hear soul fractal again, you'll be like, oh yeah, look at that. That's a soul fractal. That's what Bobby and Maria were talking about. Two different perspectives for the same exact thing. So whatever one you're connecting to doesn't really matter. It's all the same, right? And this is kind of the game we play, her and I. So if you think about it from the perspective where we incarnate and we come in, right? So now we're going to really go off topic, but where we are, in essence, sourced down from source. So source, the oversoul, and then from the oversoul, there are many, many extensions, right? And then each extension from the oversoul monad comes down to maybe another oversoul container, right? And then that oversoul container has many, many extensions to it. And then from that oversoul container comes down the next extension, one of those extensions for a soul container, which is the soul group. And then from that soul group, there are many, many extensions that come down from that for personalities, right? So we come in with all of those personalities that we did not maybe heal properly in other incarnations. And we're doing it now. Now, the other side to this is that we can't avoid it being connected to all those different personality expressions of ourselves, because if you think about it from the higher perspective here, all timelines are happening now. Every incarnation is happening now, right? So we're always tuning in. We do it mostly when we are in sleep state and we're not aware of it, because dreams are shifting so much as we're tuning into more, because now it's more comfortable for us to be in dream state and do the work, because we're really walking in fourth dimension. So we're more connected than ever. So when we go to sleep at night, we're experiencing more of the fullness of our dreams, okay? So everything here is based on where our vibration is during the day. That's why this is so important. Raising your vibration, keeping that frequency up. So it does require us to do a breath check. It does require us to sit in ourselves and go, feeling like absolute crap right now. I don't even know why I feel bad, but I do. And then go, oh, wait, I don't need to know why I feel bad. I just need to do something to shift the way I'm feeling so that I shift upward, right? When we feel the need to dig into it on an energetic level, we're digging into the problem, not even in awareness that we're pulling more in, because we keep trying to figure it out. Let me figure it out. Let it go. Just let it go and just keep raising the vibration, because eventually we're going to shift upward and we're going to keep our vibration high in a different way. When we're facing these challenges where we're needing to let go, it's because we're in the ego, we're in the mental mind. We're not in the heart center. The mind is operating from the ego. That's that loud voice going, yeah, you didn't do it right. You didn't get that one. You missed an opportunity. You could have done that better. Hey, you're being lazy. You're sitting around doing nothing. You should be feeling guilty. The higher self voice is like, I love you. I'm so glad you're taking time out to relax, rest your body, feed and nourish your soul, let the entanglements of everything in life just unwind and just upgrade your soul, right? But we don't hear that voice because we don't listen to that voice, because we're so tuned into the ego voice because it's so freaking loud. We've been so aware of it our whole lives because that's the direction we've been pushed in. We were pushed into that voice. Makes sense? I hope that makes sense to you guys. So we don't need to do all that work that is being taught to really check in and why we feel, recognize how, and then find out where it goes. You can if you want to. You're gonna eventually know where and why, because as you are seeing yourself shifting out of that state of being, something that used to trigger you is no longer going to trigger you, right? The more you feel the trigger and you go, oh, shoot, I was just triggered. It was like somebody poked you. Poke. Oh, that, I was just triggered. Oh, what? Oh, yeah, that's because that person was making me feel bad. Oh, that person was making me feel bad. That's because I don't think enough of myself. I'm not rooted into self-love, and my higher self called them into my reality to show up, to show me where I'm not loving myself enough. You see, this is so easy, right? Does that make sense? Your soul is always working for you. Your higher self, always working for you. Always, right? So you're out there wanting to dissect it like a surgeon. Let me take it apart. And then you're spending years taking it apart, going bit by bit, trying to figure it out. When really all it does is we just need to get out of the head, right? Bob's heard me say that a million times. Get out of the head. The head is lethal. It's like a trap. We get stuck there, right? So you feel the poke. And then the only thing you have to know is, oh, somebody is showing up that just triggered me. This trigger is making me feel not good enough. Oh, they're not making me feel not good enough. They're my mirror. I'm not feeling not good enough because I'm not loving myself enough. So easy. So easy.
Right? It's not always just a person either. I could be watching TV,
right,
or listening to a song, and I would get triggered, and here come the tears. So that just means that you have to release that memory, that thought, and let it go so that you can heal from it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know, it's really important because everything is energy and everything is always showing up to show you where you might be energetically out of balance, right? And it could be people, it could be relationships. If you're constantly attracting the same type of person or looking for the same type of person, it might be because you need to shift something about you. You need to value something. You need to value yourself more. Let's say that you are attracting someone that is checked out all the time. Someone that is, let's say somebody that's an alcoholic, right? You attract an alcoholic, and that person is not vested in you. They're vested in the alcohol. So you have attracted them, and it's because you don't feel worthy of somebody that is actually going to give you the focused attention. So when we start to realize that we are creating our reality through our energetic exchange and where we're holding our vibration, everything in our life can shift and change. Does that make sense? I hope that makes sense to you guys. It's really about tuning in. Thank you, Maria. It's really about tuning in, Mike. Yeah, it is easy. Once you see it and you take hold of it, then you know that this is where the work is, right? But sometimes people want us to do the work that keeps us doing the work. That's a codependency, right? When we're stuck in the work, doing the work, and then we're constantly doing the work, constantly stuck in the work. You know, that's where, and then we look and we go, am I ever going to figure this out? Right? A year later, I still haven't gotten it. Something must be wrong with me. It's just not coming. Another year later, I'm just not good at this. I'm just not getting it. I've seen everybody in the universe. It's just not happening. Sound familiar, guys? Right? This requires us to get out of the way. Get out of the way. When you're wanting something, when you're desiring something, set your intention for it. I'm going to use you, Mike, if you don't mind. So behind Mike is a most amazing specimen of a fish. That was actually a fish from my old house. My ex-husband caught that fish and cast it in Cabo San Lucas. And yes, Mike manifested it. So Mike is a client of mine, long time, does his work through me. And that fish is a magnificent specimen. And Mike is really good at doing his work. He's gotten really good at becoming really clear. And now Mike doesn't need me as much anymore, right? Every so often, once in a while, when he can't figure something out, he comes for a session, but not like he used to. And although I miss him, I love the fact that he is where he is in the placement of his life, because it tells me that I'm doing my work right, because he's got it. He's tuned in. He's tuned in, tapped in, turned on, right? Abraham Hicks, tuned in, tapped in, turned on. So one day, Mike comes in for, and this is about 2 months ago, probably, comes to me for a session out of the blue because he had a shift in his life and he just wanted to have a breath check. Sitting across from me. And because he's such a good manifester and he's so tuned in, I all of a sudden in the middle of the session had this overwhelming feeling to talk to him about fishing gear. And I said to him, hey, I know you fish. And my ex-husband is finally selling the house. And he's got all this stuff, plus, you know, my old poles that I'm not sure if I'm going to use them again. But he's got this really amazing marlin that he caught that really needs a good home. I'm not sure if you're interested. And he was like, you're kidding me. And I'm like, no. And he's like, I have been looking for one of those forever. Well, next thing you know, because Mike's higher self connected, talked to my higher self. And then the next thing we knew, it was on. And he went over to the house and he got the fish and the reels and all stuff that he was looking for, that he wanted. But most of all, that prized fish that's on his wall. And the reason that happened is because his energy was clear. So he cleared that pathway. Even though he was going through a little something, he knew we would resolve it, because we always do, right? And on to the next thing. And now it's been 2 months and I haven't seen Mike. And Mike is going to come again when something else presents. But in the meantime, he's good doing the work. That's how it works, right?
Good job, Mike.
And now he's got this amazing fish. And my pink and white girl swirl poles. So if anybody wants to fish with Mike, he's got my lucky poles. So my point is this, that, we are, if we're in the work and we're constantly doing the work, then we are capable of shifting and manifesting and creating and calling in exactly what it is that we're desiring. Always, always, right? So this is really important to have that awareness. We don't have to go so deep. When we go deep, we can get stuck in the hole. You can't follow the rabbit into the hole. You can't. You'll get stuck, right? We want to acknowledge the rabbit hole and be like, oh, there was a rabbit in there. I wonder if he's still in there. It doesn't matter. Okay, I'm going to continue my walk. Just part of the experience. See that? Part of the experience. This is an energetic thing. This is a vibrational thing. Super important.
Well, it goes back to the whole old saying that we're spiritual beings having a physical experience and not vice versa. A lot of people forget that, including myself at times.
Right. Right. So, yeah. And that's very, very important, right? So what about close relatives that argue and bring your energy down? So it's the same thing. They're showing up as a mirror, vibrationally, energetically, in order to show you where you are in your energetic alignment. when you stop tuning into them and you start tuning out and tuning into yourself, you raise your vibration, you shift up, and they stop showing up in that way because you no longer need that vibrational experience to make you uncomfortable, to shift you up and out. Yes, if your mom drives you crazy, it's you. So look and see what is the dynamic of that relationship, right? So we're calling into our experience the experience that we're needing to have because we're needing to go deeper in an area. So you have to look and say, why does my mom drive me crazy? What is the experience that I'm giving myself in this moment, right? So now I share a house with my friend Beth, who's listening in, and the reason she's not on her computer listening in is because it kind of knocks me offline and then we're a mess because the two of us on at the same time does something to the internet over here. So otherwise she'd be tuning in that way. So when we first came into the house, we're two very different people. And, you know, we didn't know if we would be able to mesh, you know? And so it was a learning experience for both of us. And now we just said this morning, we were laughing about it, said, can you imagine we've been locked up in this house for 2 weeks so far and we are still going strong, no fights, and we still love each other like sisters and it's all good and gravy and everything. But that can only happen as if we're both in awareness in the work that we're doing, right? And so she's still learning and I'm in more of that awareness. So I'm always driving the dynamic back to a higher level, back to a higher vibrational state of being. So everybody is our mirror to show us where we are either in balance or out of balance, right? Tamara says her daughter argues with everyone. It's difficult to be around her. Okay, so then remove yourself. You don't have to be. And when you've shifted enough to come up in a higher vibration, then you could step back in and dip your toe and say, okay, is this good for me now? Is this working for me now? Or is this not working for me now? If it's still not working, then you step away and you go on to something else and then circle back. That's that coming apart and going together, coming apart and going together, right? So if you're having that experience with that person, does it mean they need the same experience at the same time? Yes, they do. So their experience might be slightly different than yours, but it's happening with them because they're also meant to experience something from it. So if you're presenting love to someone and someone is not presenting love back to you, then you both have to open your heart. Do you see that? Energetically, you both have to open your heart. So if someone is coming at you in anger and frustration, you have to open your heart and have compassion and meet them exactly where they are because they're not capable of coming up in vibration to you. And at the same time, their anger with you is because you're offering love and they're not able to receive it. And in not being able to receive it, they may be feeling less than. You guys see that? That's really a big issue. So if you're offering love to someone and that person is not nice to you, right? Let's say the typical empath narcissist relationship, the empath is not going to be able to receive your love. They're going to make you feel stupid, right? Less than. And you're actually needing that experience, so you stop feeding into them and come back into yourself and love yourself. Self-love is the key with that. Very, very important. So it's really difficult to deal with these mom-daughter situations because she tries to keep control, if not over me, then over my kids. So again, this is a situation where maybe you're not empowering yourself enough. So the imbalance in the dynamic there is that you're not standing in your power, because standing in your power against her feels too difficult. And until you step into that fullness of standing in your power, she's going to keep showing up that way until you say, enough. I'm not letting you disempower me anymore. I'm not letting you sidestep me and go directly to my kids. You see that? Do you want, Erica, do you want to just talk about it? Do you want to come up? Yeah. Okay, let me unmute you for a second. Because this is really a big one, guys.
Go ahead. Can you hear me?
Go ahead, hon. Yeah.
Not sure I understand.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's what I've basically been doing. I started standing for myself and for my kids as well.
Uh-huh.
And the more I do that, the more crazy she would get.
Okay.
She gets really hurt.
Her hurt, though, when she tells you she's hurt, that's manipulation.
Yeah.
I want you to see this. So when you don't comply, she goes into manipulation.
I definitely see that, and I even told her that. But she will be like, yes, you don't care about me, and you know I'm going to die soon, stuff like that.
Yeah, well, I was just going to say to you, she carries a lot of wounding.
Yeah.
Right? So your mom has a very difficult time loving herself. So what she's looking from you for is for you to love her more deeply because she's not capable of loving herself, right? So this would be an opportunity for you to look at this as your mirror and say, where are you not loving yourself enough? So there's some fine-tuning that needs to take place here with where you need to show up differently for your mother, and you need to present yourself in a different way to her that is more empowered and in control and maybe more compassionate. So your compassion to her says to her, hey, I understand she'll feel that love because it's vibrational, right? It's a frequency. It's where your vibration is held. But if you show up for her and you're in anger, then you're blocking yourself from love. And you're also not offering her compassion. You have to look at it from this perspective. You're higher aligned. She's not. She's operating from a third dimensional perspective. Your higher alignment needs to step up to the plate and say, okay, this is not going to be about me right now. This is going to be about her. I need to see where I have to love her more and be more understanding and compassionate. What is she hurting about right now? Because she can't give herself the love that she needs. So she's lashing out at me because she's angry because she's in victimhood and she's not feeling her own love. Do you understand that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Definitely. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'll try to remember this.
Yeah.
You're right. This anger is definitely present in the situations, and it's not really helping, you know. And at the same time, in the past, I was like really angry, but well, as I heal, it gets better. And now I really do feel bad for her, and I try to make her love herself more.
You can't. You see your words?
Yeah.
I tried to make her love herself more.
Yeah.
You see that? Do you see why these sessions, these classes are so important? Mm-hmm. Because they bring to light where we need to shift. Right? You can't make her love herself more. She's not going to do that. You need to show her first what love is like. Do you see the sweetness of that?
Yeah.
You need to show her what love is like because she doesn't know. How can you receive love if you don't know what love feels like? If you have never loved yourself and you don't love yourself and somebody offers you love, how could you know what that feels like?
I will not know. It's a different reality. I will not imagine what it is like. So why should I strive for it if I don't know what it is like.
Right. So she can't understand love. So you want to make her whole brain. You have to show her frequency, vibration. See it?
By raising my vibration and being compassionate in these stations.
And being love. And being love. And looking, step back from you, from Erica. Step back behind you. Make believe you're looking from behind you at you and her having the dialogue. And see her. She is standing in front of you each time with her little inner child right in front of her. And that inner child just wants your love. It just wants love. It's not just your love. It's everybody's love because it's so wounded. It's so wounded. Do you see that? Okay. That's what I want you to work on. That's your work.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay. So can you work out the empath and narcissist relationship with a spouse? I saw it and I have changed a lot. Now I love myself, respect myself, trying to save the relationship. We don't save anybody, right? And so this is where we... So, narcissist, empath... These relationships really important because these relationships are about karma, okay? And this is oftentimes what people refer to as a twin flame relationship, right? Because there's always so much, high energy, high emotion with it, right? And so these relationships show up in our lives. Sometimes we end up in marriages in them. But they show up in our lives because we are needing to learn how to love ourselves more. Now, because you have done a really good job of doing that, you are coming from a higher aligned place. However, if you've listened to everything that I said, we can't shift somebody else. They have to want to. And again, going back to that dynamic where when we're in each other's field, that coming together, going apart, coming together, going apart, right? So it could be very much like that with a narcissistic relationship where we're coming together, but then we have to go apart. Then we come together, it works a little better, but then we go apart until one of two things happens. We're either gonna come together and stay together because the other person has shifted themselves enough, right? It's not about you shifting anymore. Your job, because that's what their soul contract for you was, to push you deeper into loving yourself. Now their job is to step up to the plate and do the same thing, love themselves more, right? It narcissistic relationship, narcissists are deeply wounded, right? It's kind of like where Erica's mother's coming from. There's a lot of manipulation. I think Tamara's having the same thing with her daughter. You know, it's they're never wrong. They're always right. And you're the one that's going to be wrong. So you have to watch that. And we can't play into any of that, right? So if you're going to manage and be in that relationship, we have to see that relationship and tune into the energy that's presenting always within that relationship so that we are able to maintain our high vibration. Because we're not shifting them. We are continuing to ascend, right? If they're wanting to come with us, they're going to do the work that mirrors that ascension that we're doing and come with us. Otherwise, they're just going to leave our field because they can't, right? That's really important to have that information. I get it, Tamara. I see that. I understand that with the grandchildren and everything else. But again, it's how we approach that dynamic, right? It's how we're approaching the dynamic in that sense. We have to be very, very present and very cognizant of that dynamic, right? Bobby, did you want to add anything to that?
From no, that was perfect.
Bobby's like, nope, keep it moving.
No, no, because it's like some things they don't alert me to say anything because I'm not, you know, privy to that information yet. So I'll just listen.
Yeah. So, you know, this is when we're working within our field, our responsibility is to us, right? Other people come in to play this game out, to play this experience out with us, but it's not about someone else, even if it's in a relationship, right? It's always about us. At the end of the day, it's always going to be about us. It's always about us and how we're holding our vibration. Because when we're raising our vibration, if we're constantly up-leveling, doing the work, we, you know, like Beth would tell you, because she lives here in the house with me, if she wasn't up-leveling constantly to keep up with the frequency in this house, we probably would have more problems, but she's constantly wanting to do that work coming up, right? And so that's what it requires. It requires the other person to come up, whether it's a friendship, like she's like a sister to me, or it's a relationship, or it's a family dynamic. It doesn't really matter what it is. It's first and foremost, it comes back to always us up-leveling our vibration, because then what we're doing is we're showing the other person where we are residing in our reality. This is where we are. I'm not stepping out for you. I'm staying here. If you want to participate in life with me, then you need to step up too, because it's about me. Self-love. Number one, self-love. Self-love is...
I have something to say.
Go.
To ask. So there's been many situations with people that, yeah, we attract what we need to experience, but it could be somebody else bringing somebody into like a group or a friendship or whatever it is. And sometimes I'm just like, you know, stop at the door. I get the yuck factor.
Yeah.
And I'm very honest about it. I don't like the energy.
Yeah.
And people push other people on you. And sometimes I'm just like, I'm sorry. They could be the nicest person. I don't like something about their vibe. So what is that? What are you attracting there? A test?
Yeah. Yep. We get tested all the time, right? That's like going back to the same relationship that you've attracted 1,000 times. Oh, I finally got it, right? We say, oh, finally got it. No more narcissists, no more low level. We got it. I want somebody that loves me like I love me. Well, that test is going to come to your door and it's going to push your buttons. It's going to test you and say, do you really feel that way? Or do you just think you feel that way? How are you really rooted in the essence of self-love? And it's going to
know that in life, like you get tests, and especially if you're, you know, going through upgrades and whatever, but I'm talking about somebody that constantly pushes the person to be near you, or they constantly, and you tell them like this, you know, I'm not really cool with that person, or don't tell them my business or whatever. And they keep doing it.
Then maybe you have to check that person that keeps doing that.
Okay.
Because maybe there's something within them that is needing validation, and you're, oh, look at my friend Bobby. She's a very famous psychic medium, and she's this, she's that, and da 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 da. I want to introduce you. So you're being kind of used as a platform. So you kind of have to look at that. Do you understand? Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. Where you don't want to have that. You don't want to attract that anymore. Jen, you're unmuted. Did you want to say something?
No, sorry. I hit a...
Okay. So that's really important. So if somebody is showing up in your reality and they're presenting something and you're like, why are you doing this? This is not resonating with me.
It's not the other person though.
Yeah, then it may not be the people that they're trying to bring through. It may be them.
Or, but what could it be teaching that person who maybe doesn't have a good perception of frequency and energy, that they need to check what they're inviting into their life and as an alert?
Boundaries on both ends. Yes, boundaries on both ends. So where you're setting your boundaries and then enforcing them to set their boundary.
Yeah.
So okay. In other words, they have to shore up their boundary and not do that. So it's
where I knew like the first part of it, but the second and third is like what people ask me, like, why does this keep happening over and over? And I would say is because the universe is testing. Like if it's a girl that, you know, broke up with a boyfriend and he was mistreating her or whatever, now he's back again. And, you know, and then it's the other person that's a friend that's keeps bringing him back. Like it didn't make sense. Like, is that a test upon a test, or is that to teach that person the backbone to stand? But now I get it.
Yeah, everything is coming in to show us where our alignment is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and to answer you, Christy, yes, self-love, not coming down to someone else's level just so that we can be friends with them or we can engage with them or whatever, right? We don't do that. We're always holding the higher vibration in everything that we're doing, because that higher vibration takes us back to those two laws I talked about earlier, right? The law of attraction and the law of one. So whatever it is that you're desiring to manifest in your reality, it's going to require that you run that intention. So if we're attracting people that are constantly looking for validation, then there's an aspect of us that's looking for validation. We have to keep looking at this as everything is here to present as a mirror. We needing to shore up and tighten up within ourselves, right? And so, you know, that's a really good gauge for you where you're aligned to. You know, now if I attract somebody, I'm talking females because I haven't opened the dating realm yet to you know, even
get on it, girl.
Dabble in the what?
I said, let's get on it, girl.
Dabble in the male realm, right? But as far as female friends, they're not coming in a lower vibrational. Everybody is coming at that elevated state that can engage me where I am. Does that make sense? You want to be engaged where you are. You don't want to be dragging people. We're not pulling anybody with us. Right.
When is it the point of the person that, you know, they say like free will? So when is it at the point that the person just wants to be in your life, or, you know, they're contacting this person and that person to get to you, and you're just like, you have no interest. And I'm saying this for not always me. It's other people too. Mm-hmm. Like that person that you know that is not the greatest person, or they may be the narcissist, or they may be the user, or the opportunist, if you will. And it's constantly other people. So is that, again, a mirror of what you're bringing, or is it because solely the other person?
Well, it's both. There's a dynamic of both where there's still something that is unresolved within you, right? Okay. And yeah, free will is always transacted, but we have to look at it from the perspective, my light is going crazy. So you must have.
I know I'm co-hosting with you here, but I don't honestly believe, I've heard this for years, and I don't always believe that somebody else's free will is going to be in, like, if somebody, I know we talked about this before, about like murdering somebody or hurting somebody. I don't believe, I don't know why, but that I'm attracting all that bad stuff or that bad person. Like, I want that in my life. My head doesn't wrap around that. It doesn't.
Right.
So I mean, maybe I need to get to another level, but I just don't.
Because you're tuning in to the soul contract experience, right? Oh. So it's at the soul contract experience. You know, my jury's out on a lot of stuff too, that other, you know, ascension teachers are saying that just doesn't resonate with me too. I only speak about what really resonates with me and from that higher perspective. So yeah,
I try to think about it, but it just doesn't click with me. Sometimes I'm like, it's some of this stuff disgusts me that I see, not even myself, with other people. And I'm like, why would they attract you know, they're like the sweetest, nicest person. They've been through the work or whatever. And then you wonder like, what is free will? Like what does someone have, like, instead I'm going, I'm supposed to go to the right, but now today I feel like going to the left, and I'm gonna, you know, hurt that person instead of that person. And to me, it's like that other person attracted that? I know there's like karma and all that.
But it doesn't work. It doesn't quite work that way because it's based on soul agreements and what is needed in that moment. So this is where the soul contract takes a back seat. It gets canceled and a new soul agreement. We're doing this on the fly. Right? Yeah, so it's based on soul agreements. So
I got it.
You know what, one of the most important things that why we want to raise our vibration, right? And what the significance of it is because the higher you get in your vibration, the higher aligned you are, you go into a place called divine neutrality, right? When you get into divine neutrality, you notice that you very rarely get triggered by anything anymore, right? So for me, the only thing I could say I've been triggered by in a long time was probably doing that live, the live Facebook, because I got triggered, into a little fear because I needed to clear that. But other than that, I don't get triggered. And when sometimes people will be talking to me and they'll say something and they're like, you know, you wouldn't be upset with that, would you? To me, that's such a foreign thing for somebody to say to me because I don't get like in the emotional game anymore. That entanglement of emotions does not resonate with me. I don't get, my feelings don't get hurt. You know, it's different. So when you raise your vibration, you're raising your frequency, you're out of that field of 3D distortion, that entanglement distortion where you tie into these lower emotional aspects where you're just not feeling that anymore. So that is,
you had to experience it at one time in order to teach people how to get out of that.
Oh yeah, and I did my whole entire life.
Yeah.
My whole entire
life. Now you're like, been there, done that, kids.
Been there, done that, bitch. But now it's over. which is why I'm, you know, why we're kicking this up and we're going higher level with all these classes because.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, I don't feel, you know, I don't get triggered by stuff like that anymore. And so it's just, it's different. And when we go into divine neutrality, we can be more in flow with like stuff that's, this doesn't bother me. Like what's going on with the quarantine stuff, that doesn't bother me. What's more important to me in this whole scheme of things is that people not hold fear of the virus. That because with our vibration, with our frequency, we are creating that potential. If you go back and listen to the beginning of the class, we're creating that potential for us to get sick because we're perceiving that we can catch that virus, right? That's not our truth. If our soul is wanting to use that virus as an exit point to exit the earth plane and go on and do our spiritual work somewhere else, then that's certainly going to happen. But if we're not, we don't manifest it in your body, why would you want to do that? Don't even call it in. Don't think about it in that way. Don't even hold any fear towards it because then those thoughts and those emotions are going to marry stronghold belief. And every day you're going to be manifesting that virus so that you catch a virus. Maybe not that one, but another one. Right.
Before you told me that, like in the beginning of all of this, I thought it was pretty funny because I never knew that I was doing this because every year people would be like fretting over the flu. And I'm just like, I'm not getting that. And I'm not getting the shot either because I don't need it. Like, and it was never just in my makeup to think that I would ever get it or attract it. I was like, no, thanks.
Right.
And then you said that, I'm like, oh my God. So I automatically did that.
Right.
And that's a great thing to teach people is that. You don't have to attract that, any of that stuff to yourself.
Nope. No, I created cancer, created Bartholin cyst.
Now I have the RA, so I'm trying to get rid of that.
Right.
It's not mine. I don't own it.
Thoughts and emotions create disease. It creates illness. It's dis-ease, unrest in the body. We create all of it. Don't do it. This virus, not going to hurt you if you believe that it's not going to hurt you. If you sit in fear of it, you probably get sick something, a cold or something, right?
And my intention is to get a 4-pack of toilet tissue this week.
Yeah. Yes, and the other thing that cracked me up about that, now I'm really going off topic, and this was never, ever an intestinal virus. So how the whole toilet paper thing came about, I have like completely no idea. This was never an intestinal virus. It's a lung virus. It's a lung issue. So for toilet paper to not be available, there's like just a fear factor right there, right? How silly. Horrible. Yeah, and that toilet paper is root chakra.
All paper products. It's paper plates. It's every paper product. You can't find anything.
All root chakra. All survival. All in root chakra. So, Erica, to answer your question about how long it took me to get into divine neutrality, I'm going to tell you the last since 2013. No, that's lying. Since 2006. I have steadily worked with mentors that were at a much higher level than me one-on-one, and then taking classes when I couldn't afford to do a one-on-one. And I was always plugged in somewhere. But my biggest work came probably from 2014 until 2017. Was the greatest shift that I had, right? Because I really plugged in with people that I perceived at the time higher than myself. Now I don't work with any mentors, right? It all comes through my higher self channel. And that's how I did this. So I would say going into divine neutrality was when I came into this house. I had a lot of work under my belt though, working with others to shift my perspective, to shift me out. So if you really want to do this work quickly, you have to plug in. You have to. You have to make the investment in yourself, and you have to plug in, do the work, take the time. You know, those of you that have worked with me one-on-one know you can speak to it. You have to do the work. It's a constant, whether you're doing a one-on-one session or you're doing the classes. Again, I'm just going to say this. It's why I don't charge a whole lot for these classes. And it's why, you know, Bobby and I split this fee. It's not like I get the whole fee, right? I split this with her. And so it's just the way that it is. You know, we try to keep it low so that we can make it affordable for all of you to come in and do this work, because this work is so important. You know, we're not making much money on this, and it costs money for me to have Zoom and to run the website and to have everything automated for you guys. And I have a web developer on call who puts all this stuff together for me, because I, you know, I don't have an assistant that works for me for free, and I'm not technically capable. I'm just gonna say that. So it will cost money. So whatever I make here goes just right back into the next thing. And I know the same thing is for Bobby, you know? Yeah, Louise Hay is definitely one of my heroes. I was tuned into her going to her I Can Do It conferences way back when, like in the early days, like in 2000. And speaking of ways to raise your vibration, except journaling and breath work, yes, I'm about to get into that. We're going to talk about that in a second. Yes, Tamara, you are doing the work with me, and you're doing great. You have to have patience with this, and you have to stay plugged in, and you have to stay tuned in, because when you're tuned in, that's how we raise our vibration, right? And I know you guys do. I'm not saying this because I want you guys to say how much you enjoy this rant. I'm saying this so that you guys understand we do this for love. We do this because we love this and we love you more. That's why we do this. And I know you guys love us because you're here doing the work with us, right? So let's talk about some ways that we can feel less stressed, some tools that can help us. So journaling is always one of my favorites because it literally takes it out of the body, right? Takes all of the thoughts that we have in our head, and it just filters them right through the hand onto the page, and boom, we've let go of a lot of chaos that's been jamming up the airways of our head. Bobby, would you
want to just add one thing? Yes, I've been telling my clients that for years, but please do not go back and read it.
Right. Never do.
Could you take, a lot of people do.
Nope.
When I first started doing this years ago, I read it and I was like, who the hell is that? Who wrote that? it is so strange to like go back and read it. So, yeah. You know, I learned years ago, you do not read it because you take it back in and it's making sense of it all. No.
And then you get caught up in that. Listen, then this is what Bobby's talking about. You get caught up in that old timeline
that you released,
that you were in when you dumped it on the paper to begin with. Do not go back and read it.
So suggestions. I stapled mine until the book was done. Each you know, couple pages I wrote, I stapled them so I couldn't read them. Yep. And then afterwards, I either shredded it, burned it, or just threw it in the garbage. Like, just get rid of it.
And I have to say, one of my favorite things to do is to take some colored pencils or colored pens and doodle. If you can't think of anything to write, doodle until something comes along and stick with it. So set 30 minutes on your timer, whatever, right? And just sit down and just start doodling and journal, but don't let yourself leave until 30 minutes is up, right? Very, very important. You want to just get it all out, okay? Also, two of my favorite things, I've talked about these before, you guys that have been with me know this. So when we go to sleep at night, another tool that we could do to keep our vibration high during dream time, so we're doing all our work during our dreams, and we don't have to do as much during the waking state except be very present, is to ask that the momentum of our thoughts slow during dream state so that we can have a better time dreaming. Very, very important, okay? We want to slow our thoughts, slow the momentum of our thoughts during dream time, and you ask that before you fall asleep. And what that does is that slows your thinking down from the day so that you're not carrying all of that into your dream state. Very, very important.
Okay? Can I just say something? You're saying you have no luck with journaling? Then what you can do is you can sit down and write a letter to each person that maybe hurt you, or you had words with, or some type of situation with. And that usually helps people to focus on the journaling to get it out, to release it, is to write the letters. Some people I have heard have mailed those letters. Some people choose not to.
Yeah.
So there's different ways that you can journal.
That's a great tool too. And Erica's saying, hearing that kind of shocked her because she's heard of people creating magazines and books based on the old journal entries. Ooh. So, wow, this is something new. Yeah, well, you know what?
Like a memoir?
Yeah, well.
I guess if you consider publishing it, maybe, but I wouldn't need it.
I just think it's the way people are handling, you know.
Why do they need attention on something that they're releasing and letting go? I don't know.
Because they probably have not let it go. They haven't released it. And you're just entangling that back into your energetic field again. So we don't want to do that. Yeah, that's not, if you're doing artwork mostly and then just writing a poem with it, I would say do that. But I'm not a fan of that because that's just holding that in your field, right? We're wanting to let go. I don't see that as letting go. I see that as holding in your field, right?
Jen, you have your client's journal and you have them go back and read it and then burn it with sage? Oh, okay, Maria, you could take that. I wouldn't do that, but that's your feeling that you have to do that then.
You know what? I'm going to go back to what I said earlier. So if you've been doing that and that's working, then great, kudos, right? But I don't generally recommend going back to a journal and necessarily reading it. But for some people, that could work if they're feeling that they need that closure. I just have to go back, revisit, and see where I was and how stuck I was. If that's the perspective, then that's fine. But I don't recommend that because sometimes that can create entanglements again in those old timelines.
It's like setting it in concrete, if you will. If you talk about something that you know, sometimes over and over, then you're kind of setting it in stone and it's in the memory, in the forefront of the mind. And maybe that's not the best thing, but if they have results, you have to feel it in your gut.
And again, I just want to say that, you know, no judgment, right? No judgment. So Jen, if that's what you've been doing and it works, keep doing it, right? If you must be doing something with them in some way that they are having success with doing that. So if that's what you're doing, keep doing that.
If it's about the method that you're using, like to get them to understand what they wrote and how they need to still work on that release, maybe that's why you have the feeling of making them go back to say, this is what you wrote, so let's talk about this. Maybe they weren't able to express it, mm-hmm. you know, outwardly, but they wrote it, so then you can then discuss it. That's different.
Right, right. Tamara's saying, I must be journaling wrong because I journal about my intentions. I think Nicola has to leave. So bye-bye, honey. Thank you for joining us. Tamara says, I must be journaling wrong because my intentions are... So yeah, we want to write our good things, but we also want to journal the bad things. It's like a dump. We're doing a dump onto the paper of the things that we want to get out through journaling, right? And Vinny is saying, thanks, Bobby. I have always written letters to validate and release my feelings, never sent any of them, and rarely reread them. Exactly. Yes. We don't want to. And there's no real need to send them unless you absolutely feel compelled to. This is really for us, our work, for us.
Sometimes, right? I think the people that have told me they mailed them are like people that maybe have an abuser that has never acknowledged them. And some people find that they don't want to know what happens after they mail it. They just mail it. And it makes them feel like it's being carried away, if you will.
Right. So. Mm-hmm. Yep. Beth says, I think there are all different types of journaling. It's all about intention. Absolutely. That's why there's no judgment. It's all what you are setting out to do. However, I will say that if you are journaling and you're not having any releases or any successes, then you have to look at how you're journaling and maybe shift it. So if you're journaling only good stuff and you're still stuck in the quagmire of this, you know, the what you're really wanting to get rid of, then you're not doing yourself a service and only talking about the good stuff, because you're not able to raise yourself up into that good stuff. You have to do the release work too, to let go.
And there was somebody here that had said they have a problem journaling. Meditation is like the number one thing.
Right.
So you don't have to always sit and write. That's just another tool.
Exactly.
Meditation is really good to do.
Yeah, exactly.
And if you can't, some people have a problem being able to meditate. There are guided meditations. Maria has some. And there's also ones that you can get on YouTube that will take you through the touch, the feel, the smell, and then it opens up your frequency or your vibration to those guided meditations, and then it helps you to be able to create your own. Sometimes there's all different types of meditation too.
Yeah.
So there's feeling, there's seeing, there's walking, there's all that. Quiet and mind, chase the thoughts.
God, tons, right? Solfeggio frequencies. There's a ton of stuff out there that you could do. I mean, like tons and tons of stuff, right? Meditation is a great thing to do. Jen says, thank you, Maria and Bobby. Yes, my clients have always had good experience with the sage and the release. I appreciate the feedback. Yeah, again, no judgment. It's about whatever works for you, right? The key, though, is if it works, keep doing it. If it doesn't work, then switch it up to something else.
Remember, you're also their therapist or whatever it is that you do. But if they're doing it home by themselves, maybe they shouldn't be reading it, because you're not going to be there to guide them through the core issue of whatever they're trying to release is. So for you, that works, and that's great.
Yeah.
And a healing tool.
Yep. Erica's asking, what about recording things? Some clients of mine hate putting it on paper. It doesn't matter how you get it out. Speaking it is still vibration, right? Writing is vibration. Speaking is vibration. Doesn't matter how we do it. No judgment. Whatever, it's going to be the best to get out, you know. Mike is saying Insight Timer. It's a great meditation app. I agree with that. Jen says she uses solfeggio frequencies with her clients. Guys, whatever you love, whatever you feel compelled to do, please do that, right? We're only making some suggestions to assist you and expand where you are at, right? Crown expansion is very important. It raises our vibration. Go into nature. Nature will increase your vibration, right? You could touch a tree.
The grass, hug a tree, yeah.
Yeah, just getting your feet on the ground, even if it's cold, and it's cold in New York right now, but, you know, going out into nature and raising your vibration through that.
There's a really great meditation. In fact, maybe you can put that on tape for some people because it's excellent. I don't know if you ever heard it, but it's the one where you picture yourself like under a tree or near the water or wherever it is that you love to go. And then you picture all the people in your life that ever hurt you, did wrong to you, bullied, whatever it may be. You line them up and then you have each one of those people walk up to you and you hand them a suitcase mm-hmm. of all their stuff because you're giving right. back everything that they gave you that no right. longer serves you purpose. And then as they leave, they just dissipate. At the end, you know, I gave myself a whole trunk and threw it in the water because I was like, well, you know, all these things that we, yeah. you know, we say these crazy things about ourselves, as we talked about earlier. So we have to then give that stuff to the trunk and you right. put it wherever you want.
Right.
So mom, the trunk, everybody else's was little suitcases. But that was a really good one that's in some book that I heard years ago. But that would be a great one for you to record.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's so much stuff out there. There's so much stuff out there. And you could do singing bowls. You could do anything, whatever resonates with you, right? But definitely nature, dance, movement. Movement gets the root chakra going and it just goes right up the kundalini, right? So any kind of dancing, any kind of movement, whatever it is, whether it's walking or anything else.
You know what's really good too in the summertime, if you have a pool, get on the float and just float on your back around the pool and let the sun mm-hmm. come down upon you and just release everything you need to release. Mm-hmm. I think that's another great way. Like there's a lot of suggestions that yeah. you could do.
Yeah. There's tons. Anything that's going to raise your vibration. Crystals are also another good tool to raise your vibration.
Bob, we got that one years ago in class, remember?
Yeah. You know, quartz is an energy amplifier, so that's always a good crystal. Lapis, selenite, amethyst, citrine, they're all good crystals, right? So those are some of the ones that are higher vibration in nature. They're not overly expensive, okay? You know, you can do all of these things, whatever you're feeling called to, right? And if you're wanting to tune in to increase your awareness and expand your awareness, then I would say meditating every day without anything, no tools, no music, no nothing for 10 minutes every day. And that way you can hear the higher self, okay? So these are all tools that you can use. Very important to do them though. You're in control of your vibration. So again, we are each on a different frequency. We are each holding a different and unique vibration. No two people are the same. Everybody is on a different timeline. You have to meet yourself exactly where you are, right? You cannot expect somebody else to be where you are. And this is where we have to let go of judgment, because judgment creates separation from ourselves and between us and others. So no judgment. If you want to burn sage, burn sage. If you want to do singing bowls, do singing bowls. If you, whatever you feel called to, you know, do that. If you guys are feeling called to Jen's suggestion of reading through some key points of your journal and then burning it with a sage ceremony, do that. Whatever you are feeling drawn to do, that is what you should do, because that's what is in vibrational alignment for you. Okay, so hopefully that makes sense. All right. All right, so I think we're gonna end it here. We had a lot of time together. Yeah.
This was great. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining. If you've been with me before, you know I talk. And then when we get Bobby going,
I try to close my mouth sometimes because I'm a talker too. So I'm just like, mm-hmm.
It's game on. It's game on. But just when you feel like jumping in, jump right in. So I enjoyed this. I think you guys are awesome. Keep doing everything that you're doing, because in doing your work, you're helping support other people doing their work, even though it might not feel that way or it might not look that way, or they may not be engaged in their work. But you raising your vibration is supporting everybody else and helping them shift theirs, okay? And so I want to just thank everybody. Thank you so much. Love you guys. Love you guys.
Have a great day, everybody. Be well.
Bye.